Okay, so thank you for coming to the first structure of Torah Shabbat Bashir. Basically, as I said on the slide, what we want to do over the course of the semester, year, 2 weeks, however long this lasts, to basically go through some of the sugyos which create the structure of the halachic system. And the reason is twofold. I wanted to do something Gemara oriented here, and these sugyos are very good sugyos. If you're dealing with the status of Dinam Drabana and the status of Drashos versus something which is explicit in the Psukim. These are all regular sugyos and Gemaras, Rishonim, and Achronim on them. But also, they create like a structure in your mind about when you learn other sugyos, about where it fits in terms of the halachic system. Is it a mefurish in the Pasul Halach? And if you have the basic context of what each category is, then it's easier to understand many, many other sugyos. So go through some of those things. But the first question is less of a halachic sugyos, more just like a factual question, which really affects many other sugyos, as we'll see going forward, is what was given in Har Sinai. How much of the Torah was given in Har Sinai, and how much of it was innovated in later generations? If you feel free to pipe in, I'll just talk. If not, I feel like people are here less here for a discussion group, and more here for Chabur. I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. Okay, so let's start with the first pasuk. The pasuk is going to become the basis for one of the approaches. B'tein Hashem Eli Shnei Lukos Avanim K'suvim Betz Ba'alokim. So Moshe says Hashem gave me the two lukos. Va'alehem K'chol HaTzvarim Asher Dibir Hashem Imachem. And on the lukos were all the things that Hashem spoke about them at Har Sinai. So it sounds like what was written on the Lukos is just the Aseres HaDibros. But as Gemaras are wont to do, the Yerushalmi in Perek Beis points out that there's some extra letters in the Pasuk. Yerushalmi ben Levi Amar, so Yerushalmi ben Levi said, Alehem va'alehem kol kichol dvarim ha-dvarim. So each one of these words in the Pasuk has an extra letter. It should have said Alehem instead of va'alehem, so it should have said kol instead of kichol, it should have said dvarim as opposed to ha-dvarim. So what do these extra letters teach us? Mikra Mishnah Talmud Agada, Afilu Masha Talmud Vasik Asa Lachuros Nirabo, Kvar Nemo Lemoshe Misinai. That everything, Psukim, Mishnayos, Gemaras, Agadatas, even what a random student is going to teach in front of his Rebbe in future generations, everything was said to Moshe at Sinai. Matam. Matam Yishdavar Shiyomar Adam Reiza Katashu. There's an example that somebody wants that you might be in a base medrash and somebody says, look, I have a new idea. Mashiva chaviru, his friend responds, ve'omer lo kvar hayalu olamim. At the end of the pasuk in Galus, this has already been here forever. So basically, the model as expressed in this Yerushalmi, according to Yeshua ben Levi, is that everything that's in the Gemara was already said to Moshe at Sinai. So what would be a problem with such an approach? Why would it be less intuitive? It sounds like it was created after Har Sinai. Why does it sound like it was created after Har Sinai? I mean, because just read the text. It's coming from different people, and there's a lot of debate, and there seem to be a lot of unknowns involved. So
also, what's more difficult is the chidushim part, because how is something that someone's going to be machadish?
Everybody said the Moshe Sinai, exactly, yeah. So we're going to see various ways of interpreting this, but the one ray is just going straight. Everything was given to Moshe Sinai. If you read the source number 3, it's probably the classic Rishon. And in Chazal, you'll find many different statements about what was given at Sinai. The Rishonim sort of pick them as they like and create theories out of them. So this is source number 3 is in the Raivid and Sefer Kabbalah. This is not the Raivid and the Rambam. This is what's called Raivid number 1. I forgot his real name. He was the older Raivid. There were three different people going around the name of Raivid in the Rishonim. There was the Raivid we know of, the guy in the Rambam. His father-in-law was the author of Sefer Eshkol, also a Raivid. And this guy was before both of them. I forgot exactly where and when he lived. His name was Ibn Thao. So he wrote what's called Sefer HaKabbalah, which is basically, he went through the generations of Torah Shabbat Peh, went through the Masorah person after person. So similar to what the Rambam does in his introduction to Mishnah Torah, but a much longer list. So he explains to you, why is he creating this list? Sefer HaKabbalah Kisav Nu'u. Why am I making this list of all the teachers of Torah Shabbat Peh? Lodia the Talmidim, to teach the students, ki kol divrei raboseinu zal chacham mishnah v'talmud, kulam mikubalim chacham gadol v'tzadik, mipi chacham gadol v'tzadik. Every single statement in Shas is based on a tradition, one person to the next. And this is the tradition. I'm giving you the lines of transmission. Rosh Hashiva v'siyaso, mipid Rosh Hashiva v'siyaso, mi'an shekinesu zogdola. Each Rosh Hashiva of the different yeshiva in the time period of the Amoraim, the Tanayim, from his Rosh Hashiva all the way back to an shekinesu zogdola, shekivdu l'hanaviyim, zikr kulim levracha. Ul'olam chakmi ha-talmud, v'kol shekin chakmi ha-mishnah, afilu davar katan lo amru milibam. Nothing is new. Nothing is innovative. Except, chutz min ha-takanu, shetiknu v'haskam ha-skulam. Ki laso siyam lo-tara. He admits, dinim d'rabanan, the Gemara itself says a lot of them are new. Like in terms of Yichud with certain people. The Gemara says David HaMelech came up with a certain takana. In times of the Chashmonaim, they came up with a certain takana. So he's not denying that. But anything that's not a Drabanan, anything that's not a rabbinic enactment, a rabbinic decree to safeguard it in the Din D'Oraisa, any Din D'Oraisa, anything other than a safeguard is going to be from Moshe at Sinai. And that's it. The Chachmei Mishnah, in terms of Dinim Deraisa, did not come up with anything new. If we had more time, we could read the next paragraph. I think we'll end up doing next week on it. He says, if that's true, why is there so much machlokas? How could it be that everything is based on transmission? Everything is a direct mesora to Moshe at Sinai. That there's so much machlokas among the Tanaim and among the Moraim about very basic halakos. So could you guess what he says?
Different people transmitted it,
yeah.
Like it got...
Basically, people forgot. Exactly.
I have a word for that.
Yeah, meaning basically the tradition spread out over time because people forgot. There was a couple of generations of students that didn't properly learn other teachers, and therefore some traditions were lost. And that's the sole reason why there's machlokas in Mishnayos and in the Gemara.
Okay, can I ask?
Yeah, for sure.
We also say that there's Shivim Panim Latorah and like Eilu Beilu Divrei Kimchayim. So if it was just a matter of messing it up the Sora, then how could it be that both of them are right?
So that's an excellent question. Thank you. And when we get up hopefully we'll do one of these things on Eilu Beilu, how wide the scope is, how narrow the scope is, and we'll see that the wideness or your interpretation of that line in the Gemara is directly affected by how much you think was given at Sinai. And your interpretation of Eilu Ve'ilu affects the way you understand Machlokas and affects the way you understand opinions which we don't paskin like, which affects methodology and learning and affects the way Rishonim and Akronim interpret these things. So we'll see a lot of different sugyos, thank you, raveling, spiraling out of this basic question. Great. Just one example where this is expressed, not by the writer, by somebody else, is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Kasim Aleph. The Gemara in Sukkah, it's source number 5. It says that it's talking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how great he was. It says Amar Lav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shlo Inyach Mikra Mishnah Talmud Halachas Agados Digdug Gitorah Digdug Sofrim. He goes through a whole long list of things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. And it says he also knew the last second to last line, Dabar Gadol Dabar Katan. He also knew a great matter and a small matter. Dabar Gadol, what is a great matter that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew? Ma'aseh Merkava. That's the Kabbalah, the esoteric traditions, have the chariot of Hashem in Yechezkel. Dabar Katan, Havayas Dabayev Rava. The small matter that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew are the questions, the discussions between Abayev Rava, two of the major Amoraim. So this Gemara created a lot of controversy. Because for people who aren't so into the esoteric tradition, people who don't study Kabbalah, which was most of the Jewish people, it's like you're basically saying that Gemara, Havayas Dabayev Rava, which is basically a Shas, is a Davar Katan in comparison to this Tamayas Merkava, which is such a great matter. So different Rishonim interpreted these things differently. If you're a real Makovo, so you're going to say, yeah, exactly. The Davar Gadol is Kabbalah, Davar Katan is Gemara. If you're the Rambam, you could say, yeah, Davar Gadol is philosophy, Davar Katan is Shas. Everybody's supposed to study Shas, and the philosophers are studying, and the people, once you finish Shas, you study philosophy. But there are a couple of ways out of this Gemara, how to interpret the Gemara without saying that Halacha is less important than Kabbalah or philosophy. And Rabbi Nachmanan was one of them. Rabbi Nachmanan was also a very early Rishon, around the same time period as the first Ravid. This idea seemed to be in vogue during the end of the time period of the Gaonim and the early Rishonim. So he says, Davar Gadol, source number 6, Ma'aseh Merkava, Davar Katan, Havayos Dabayev Rava. Pirush, what does it mean, the Havayos Dabayev Rava or Davar Katan? It doesn't mean all of Shas, all of Halacha. It means, Hakushu Shayudosiv Nosinba. Akshav, Abayev Rava, the questions that Abayev Rava are dealing with now, Pshutos Usiduros Hayu, Umchuvanos Biad Rokam Zakai. he already knew. Meaning, Mekakayim is asking Behen. Meaning, why are the Vayos the Bayav Rava that were Katan? Because their source is a breakdown in the tradition. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew what the real halacha was. A couple of generations later, a couple hundred years later, Bayav Rava were trying to reconstruct it by asking all these questions and giving all these answers. So the reason why these things are Devar Katan isn't because halacha is not important. It's because the source of these conversations is forgetfulness, is a breakdown in the Masorah. So yeah, if you're dealing with halakha, which may not be correct, you're trying to reconstruct a forgotten Masorah, then that's a Devar Katan, because your conversation might end up in an incorrect place. And that's why these things are a Devar Katan. But what emerges from this type of piece? The Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't give you a whole theory, he only gives you one line. It sounds like many of the conversations between Abayi v'Rava and Shas about specifics of halakos were really very clear to the Tanaim. It's not like the Tanaim came up with general principles and they were vague, and then the Amoraim were working out something new. Like, no, the Tanaim knew exactly what they were talking about, they just didn't write it down for some reason. And then the tradition got broken, and the Amoraim are trying to reconstruct what the Tanaim were saying.
Is that why, like, we have certain Amoraim that, like, we know we follow that, like, in a muscle gets between two that we know we follow one?
Because you're saying...
Because, like, we know that, like, that one had the correct tradition.
It could be. Meaning, that's something which the Gemara itself already points to. So every theory is going to have to justify that. So it could be, yeah. It could be, when the Gemara says that Rav Nachman was a Baki in Dini Mamonos, maybe it meant that he had the best traditions in Dini Mamonos. But in general, this is one approach. Hashem gave Moshe everything. The Tanayim are the repository of that information. Some things were forgotten, and more things get forgotten as time goes on, which is why things expand and expand and expand. If you turn the page, you find there's a Gemara which seems to go against us. And this is a fairly well-known story about Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. So we'll go through a part of it, and we'll see how it's interpreted by different people. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shash Sha'ala Moshe Lamaro, when Moshe went up to Shemayim at Har Sinai, Matsu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyoshe V'kosher K'sara Ma'osio. So he found Hashem tying these crowns at the tops of letters. So Amar Lefana, Ribono Sholam, Yima'akavai Oyakba, who's forcing you to put crowns on top of these letters? Amar Lo, so Hashem said, Adam Akad Yesh, there's a guy in the future. Sha'asid the Yos Besof Kamadoros, Akiva Ben Yosef Shemod. There's this guy, Akiva Ben Yosef, is going to be living in several generations now. Sha'asid the Josh, Akal Kotz, Fakotz, Tilin, Matilin, Shalachos. For every single one of these crowns, he's going to darshan, he's going to derive halachos. Great. So Amr Lefanov, Ribbono Shalom, Haradli. So Moshe said, Hashem show him to me. Amr Lo, Chazar Lo, Karakha, Hashem said, Moshe, turn around. Halach V'yasha B'sof Shimon Shiros. Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back of Rabbi Akiva's shir, the 8 rows back. V'lohay Yodea Mahin Omrim. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't follow Rabbi Akiva's shir. Tashash Koko. So Rabbi Akiva, he got depressed. He got sad. Because I guess he couldn't understand the shir. Kevin Shigil Davar Akad, once they reach a certain matter, Amrlo Tamidav, Rabbi Minayin Lacha. Rabbi Kiva's students asked him, Rabbi Kiva, how do you know this? Amrlahan, Halakha Moshe Mesinai. So Rabbi Kiva responded, Hashem told this to Moshe at Sinai. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't following the Shira at all. So Nishyashva Daitu. So Moshe Rabbeinu got calm. So this is a classic Gemara that seems to express a paradox. On the one hand, Rabbi Kiva says, the source for my halakha is Halakha Moshe Mesinai. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself couldn't follow the shir. And for some reason, saying Halakha Moshe Sinai is what calmed him down. So how would you interpret this Gemara? How could it be that Rabbi Akiva says the source of Halakha Moshe Sinai if Moshe himself didn't know what the Halakha was? Something to do with like Hashem gave Moshe the general principles and Rabbi Akiva was deriving more from them, something of that sort. But it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what Rabbi Akiva was talking about. It sounds like there is a real innovation going on in the Tanaitic time period, by the Tanaim. And we're going to see this in a second, but just before we get to that approach, just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi is a much simpler way of understanding this Gemara, and it's in line with that first Ravid and Rabbi Nachmanel. Nisyashva Daito, why was Moshe calm? Shel Moshe. Moshe was calm down. Hoa umishimo omer, avapi shadayin lo kibla. Because it was said in his name, in Moshe Rabbeinu's name, even though he hadn't yet received it. Meaning, according to Rashi, what seems to be going on in this Gemara is that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Har Sinai. Hashem hadn't yet taught him the entire Torah. So he hadn't yet heard this particular halacha, which is why he couldn't follow the Shir. And then Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's the halakha Moshe Sinai. Moshe knew that at some point in the future, in the next couple of days, he's going to hear this halakha from Hashem. Nothing to do with Rabbi Kiva innovating things that weren't actually said to Moshe. But you see, that's Rashi's, why did Rashi interpret the Gemara that way? Possibly because that's Rashi's mindset. All halakhos have to come from Moshe, Moshe Sinai. We're going to see a couple of Rashi's like this as we go on with drashos and things of that sort. But the simple understanding of this Gemara is not like that. The simple understanding of this Gemara is that Rabbi Kiva was really saying things Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. And Rabbi Kiva was really innovating. And you just want a source and chazal for this type of approach. We look at Shemos Rabba Mem Aleph Av, which we'll just go through this quickly, source number 10. Tavar Akra, B'Yitena Moshe. Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said, Kol Mem Yom Sh'asa Moshe L'mayla Hayalomi Torah B'Shokheach. One second. Let's get down to the last line. That's really what I'm looking for. Ella, the second to last line, the second to last word, Ella klalim lamdeo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. You have to go through the whole medrash, goes back and forth, but it says Hashem gave Moshe the klalim, the general principles. And if you go through the medrash, it's clear Hashem gave Moshe the general principles, but not all of the details. Which means that Hashem gave Moshe the basic halachos, Hashem gave Moshe the methodology of how to interpret Pesachim, the Yugim Lamidosh Torah Nedrashos Adam. Hashem told Moshe the basics of each halacha, but there are a lot of details of the halachos that have to be worked out in future generations. And later Batei Din, later Tanayim, really have the ability to create, innovate new halachos based on the general principles that Hashem gave to Moshe. You just read the introduction of the Rambam to Mishnah. He's explicit about this. We'll just read it very quickly. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, source number 11, Masar Yeshua Pirushim Shnenula. Moshe gave to Yeshua whatever traditions he had received from Hashem. Va'asku b'hem Yeshua v'anshidaro. Yeshua and the people in his generation, they studied those traditions. There's going to be a claim in the Rambam we're going to come back to. Anything that Hashem told Moshe at Sinai, there's no machlokas about. That the Mesorah is complete, it's unique, it's not broken. There's no machlokas about anything which is a halacha Moshe Sinai. We're going to get back to that claim later on, because we already saw that the Ravid argues in that. But so where is the machlokas for the Rambam? Not on traditions, not on the things Hashem told the Moshe. Mashalosh shamu menanavi alav shalom yesh besifah masa matan. What the people didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu, things Hashem didn't tell Moshe, that's where the halachic discussion. V'nilmar bo hadin b'darki ha'iyun shosh esrei midosh sh'ninu lo b'sinai. So how did people come up with new halachos? They used their svara, they used precedent. They also used the yukam l'midosh sh'tarana drashos p'ham. Hashem gave the Jews the Torah, the text of the Chumash. He gave them some of the Chumash b'sinai. So he gave them some interpretations of the Torah, but he also gave them 13 rules for how to interpret the Torah. And he said, go. And each generation, you have to come up with new halachos based on yukam l'midosh sh'tarana drashos p'ham. And so it's pretty clear that the Rambam is arguing on this first approach. In the first approach, everything was given to Moshe at Sinai. Second approach, the Kalim were given to Moshe at Sinai, and a lot of the details the Jews have to come up with on their own in future generations, which explains the machlokas. Just very quickly, a third approach is that it's sort of in between, that Hashem really gave Moshe everything, or almost everything, but Hashem didn't give Moshe definitive halachos. Look at this source for a second. Masechtas Ketanot is one of the Masechtas Sofrim. It's one of like the minor tractates which is addended to Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Amar of Tankon bar Rabbi Kanilai. Ilun in the Torah Chatukha, if the Torah was given set, cut, everything had a direct halacha, Lohayasa Amidas Raglayim Lemora Shiora. Nobody would be able to actually teach halacha, because everything would already be set in stone. Shimtime Yeshmetamin Kyotzibo, Mtira Yeshmetamin Kyotzibo. Stop over there, we'll bracket that for a second. Let's go to Amar Avyanai. Torah Shnasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Nitnulo Ba'arbayim Etishe Panim Tamei Uvarbayim Etishe Panim Tarei. The Torah that Hashem gave to Moshe, Hashem gave to Moshe a case and 49 reasons to be Matahir and 49 reasons to be Matamei. Shenemar V'diglo Alay Ava V'gimachir Arbayim V'tishahu. So Hashem gave Moshe all the cases that are dealt with in Shas, but he didn't give him definitive halachos for every case. Sometimes they just told him the 49 reasons to be for Asar, 49 reasons for Matar, 49 reasons for Tamei, 49 reasons for Tarei. So Amarlo, so Moshe responded, Hei Chavidas, what should I do? You just gave me all the svaras, all the ideas, but without any actual psak. Amarlo, Rabu Hamatamin Tame, Rabu Matar and Tar. you choose to figure it out. If the majority of Chachamim, majority of people in the Beis Din want to be Metame, it's Tame. Majority of people want to be Metame, they want to be Tar. So this is like, we're going to develop this model later on. We're going to see what effects it has, again, on the status of Drashos, of Dinim Drabanan, Machlokas, and all these things. But this seems to be pointing to at least a third model, where everything was given to Moshe Sinai, or it could be at least, everything was given to Moshe Sinai, but there still is room for later debate and later innovation, in the sense that Hashem didn't give clear-cut answers. And therefore it was up to Chachamim in each and every generation to argue things out, to see which makes most sense from their own Sfara to know how to paskin. So again, this is less of a real halachic sugya, more of just a framework. Three models for what was given to Moshe Sinai. Everything, general principles, but and the details Jews have to work out, or everything, but everything with all the possibilities without the Psak Halacha, and the Jews in each and every generation have to argue out which of the sides that Hashem gave Moshe they think makes the most sense. And again, as we see going forward, we'll see how this general sugya affects the nature of machlokas, how do we deal with opinions that are rejected, status of drashos, status of dinim drabanan, and minhag, and all of these things, which each one is going to be its own sugya. So thank you so much for